Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello there and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Come on in, pull up a chair, make yourself comfortable because you and I, we're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. On today's show, we'll look at the Mass readings for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, you know I've been saying this a lot. It seems like for the past several weeks, I've said the same thing about the gospel. Man, this is a tough gospel, but we're honestly in a challenging period. Jesus is laying on us some heavy teachings, but there is good news. There is reason to be hopeful. Why? Because as long as you follow Jesus Christ, as long as you submit to him and turn your life over to him and surrender to his lordship, in other words, not just in words, not just in name only, but literally letting him become the Lord of your life, you know what's going to happen? You are going to be filled with his peace. It seems like a contradiction. It seems like a paradox, but that's the way Jesus works. He turns traditional thinking on its head sometimes, if you will. We'll see that again today. And again, it's another challenging gospel, but one that is so powerful and that can really help us in our daily walk. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact of just how relevant becoming a disciple of Jesus really is, just how relevant his teachings are. We lose sight of that because the world is always squashing us when we start to believe that way. The world tells us, well, that's not realistic to think that way, but it is realistic. And that's the point, and that's why I do my show. That's the point of following Christ, because he wants to help us with our day-to-day lives. So we're going to get right to it. We're going to pray. We're going to look at these readings for the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. But before I do that, I just want to thank you for following me, for helping out by making donations to my ministry, for your kind emails. I just am very humbled by your comments, and I'm so blessed to be able to do this program every week. And again, I'm grateful to the various Catholic stations across the country who are carrying it, the different podcast services that are making it available in podcast form. If you would like to find out more about the work that I do for the Lord, my full-time ministry, my books, my speaking, where to get the podcast, any of that stuff, all you need to do is visit my website, which is followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Send me an email. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know what I can do for you. Rest assured that I am praying for you every day, and I appreciate your prayers as well. Oftentimes, I get emails saying that you were praying for me. Man, I am so appreciative of that. But followingthetruth.com is the place to go. That's my main website. If you want to bring me in to speak, if you want to find out more about my books, if you want to read my daily blog, or also get my daily blog delivered to your inbox free of charge, you can do that. A lot of the stuff we talk about here, these messages of hope, trying to connect you with Jesus, I blog about these things every day. So you can get these very brief emails sent to your inbox each morning, reminding you that Jesus Christ is Lord and that through him, the peace that you seek is absolutely possible. Don't forget, you and me, we're on this journey together. I'm not somebody who just has arrived and I have all the answers and I never stress out about the problems in my life. No, I'm with you in this. Life is very challenging. And in fact, Jesus told us in John 16:33, in this world, you're going to have problems, but be of good cheer. Why? Not because your problems are going to go away, but because I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus said in John 16, 33. And everything we talk about, everything I write about, everything that you hear in the Gospels each week at Mass, that's the reminder. That's the message. Hey, you're going to have problems, but listen, I am bigger. That's what Jesus said. I am bigger than this world. This life on earth, it's temporary. And that doesn't feel like it sometimes, but it's temporary. We are citizens of heaven. That's what St. Paul tells us. We are citizens of heaven. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul makes that message clear. So don't get too bent out of shape by the problems in your daily life. And look, you and me, we're going to help each other. That's one of the things that I do in my full-time ministry. I want to make this message of Jesus, I want to make that message real, because it's too easy to forget that he really gets what we deal with on a regular basis every day, and that he wants to help us. I'm here to help you not forget that. So followingthetruth.com, head on over there, sign up for my daily blog post delivered to your inbox at absolutely no cost. All right, so I get excited when I talk about Jesus, because I get so frustrated, and that's why I really left the corporate world and went into full-time ministry, because I discovered the joy that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ, and I am not about to not share that with others. I'm not going to keep that good news to myself, and the Lord has provided for myself and my family. He's enabled me to do this full-time through your generosity, by the donations you make, through my speaking engagements, through the books that I've written. He's providing for us, and I'm going to continue to share this good news for as long as the Lord has me on this earth and as long as he enables me to do this. So with that in mind, let's pray. Let's recognize that we are right now, wherever you are, wherever I am. Well, I know where I am, but it's a good thing I know where I am, right? But I don't necessarily know where you are, but I can. Boy, isn't it great that I know where I'm at? If I don't know where I'm at, then we're in big trouble here. But the point is, wherever you are, the Lord is with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are in the presence of the Trinity right now. Let's not lose sight of that. And with that in mind, let's pray. Please join me, if you will, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, as I breathe in, I feel your presence. I look at you, Father, as the air that surrounds me. You are everywhere. There's nowhere I can go to get away from you. Father, you are pure spirit. I can't necessarily see you, but I am aware of your presence. Your Holy Spirit dwells within me. Jesus Christ, your Son, leads me every day, walks with me. I'm never alone. Father, I am so grateful for that fact. Thank you for all that you do for me every day. Father, please continue to lead me, to lead all of us through life. Lead us on the path that you want us to travel on. Grant us the grace that we need to deal with the challenges of life and to not get distracted or overcome or fall into doubt or despair. I'm going to need grace to do that, because it's so easy for me to get sidetracked. So, Father, I ask for that grace to be able to continue to focus on your Son, Jesus, as he takes me by the hand and leads me every day. And I realize, Father, that with the help of your Holy Spirit, I'm able to think as Jesus thinks. I'm able to do the things that Jesus would do. So, Father, I ask you to give me a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit right now. I need that gift of a new awakening of the Holy Spirit inside of me right now, so that I'm able to think and act in a way that pleases you and gives glory and honor to your name. Father, I thank you for that gift. Holy Spirit, thank you for being poured out into my soul. Please help me, Holy Spirit. Help inspire my thoughts on this program. Give me the words that I am supposed to speak. And I ask you to flood everyone who listens to this program, Holy Spirit, with your grace and your power, so that we can all be the hands and the feet of Jesus in the world. Father in heaven, I ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, man, that feels so good when I pray like that. Sometimes I get lost and I have to reel myself in because I got to have a show to do. We got to get this in 30 minutes. But don't ever lose sight of the fact that Jesus is with you every day. He's walking with you, leading you into a deeper relationship with your Heavenly Father. See, when we're baptized, as Catholics, we believe when we are baptized, we become children, adopted children of the Father in heaven. That's an amazing gift for us. We're adopted into an amazing family, and we are given the Holy Spirit at that same time. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. But the Holy Spirit doesn't force us to do anything, so we continually have to say, Spirit, come alive, and continue to ask for the Father to send us that fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit every day. That's what the apostles did. If you look in the Acts of the Apostles, they asked, even after Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit descended on them in a big way, they continued to ask for each new occasion. Why? Because life is challenging and we need that fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So always keep asking every day. We're going to be talking about being a disciple of Jesus Christ on the program today. You're not going to be very successful trying to just grit your teeth and do it on your own. I've tried. It doesn't work. Jesus knew that. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to help us to follow him and to literally be transformed into Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to do every day. We're called to, by being a disciple, to imitate Jesus and literally to become Christ in the world. That's what we're called to do, and that's what the Holy Spirit enables us to do. So without that, without any further ado, let's look at the Mass readings for the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We will start with the Gospel, as I always do, because as I always tell you on the program, the Gospel is really driving the bus each week, if you will. That's where the Gospel is leading the way, and the other the readings supplement the Gospel. So get ready. This is a tough one. Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 25. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, this one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish. Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Now, this is tough. This is a very tough message. And I don't want you to panic, because we can't take any passage or any verse of the Bible out of context. Obviously, Jesus is all about love. He commands us to love even our enemies, right? So when you hear such words as you hate your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, you have to understand, we've got to put this in its proper context, right? Jesus is trying to get the attention of his listeners. Don't think that he is calling you to literally hate your husband, your wife, or your children. He's calling you to love your enemies. So it's pretty obvious that he's calling you to love those in your immediate family, right? That makes sense, doesn't it? But let's understand what's happening here and try to make some sense of what Jesus is saying. This is a tough message. It's challenging. But it's the key to the peace and the hope that you are looking for. great crowds are traveling with Jesus. Now, what's happening is people are traveling with Jesus. They're, I guess you would call them more fans of Jesus rather than followers or disciples. In other words, they're just along for the ride. They like the miracles. They like the cool things that he's doing. They like watching him. There's something attractive about Jesus, but they don't want to fully commit to what it takes to follow him. And this is what Jesus is sensing. So he's setting the record straight, saying that he turns and addresses these people who are following him. And in other words, he's saying, guys, you need to get serious if you're going to follow me. If anyone comes to me without hating your father, your mother, your wife, your children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. This is hard for me to admit. For years and years, I went through the motions. I never fell away from attending Mass. I've told my story before. You probably have heard it. I never fell away from going to Mass, but I also never took Jesus seriously. I'd follow him to a point, as most of us do. Most of us follow him to a point, but we're not necessarily willing to give up what it is that keeps us away from him, right? That attachment to the things of the world. I struggled with that for many, many years. And it's funny because I would hear readings like this and I'd tune them out. I'd say, I go to church. I'm a good Catholic. I'm a good person. I haven't killed anybody. You know, we do that sometimes and we fool ourselves into thinking how good we are. Well, that's not humility. Last week we talked about humility. Humility is seeing ourselves as the Lord sees us. And honestly, we've got issues. We've got problems. There are things that get in the way of following Jesus. I will follow him to a point, right? And then we get to the point of, well, if it requires me to let go of this thing or that thing or to give up some time or to give up some money, well, you know, wait a minute. Let's talk about that, Lord, because that's asking for too much. We all have that point. And if we're really going to be disciples of Jesus, we have got to recognize that there's a cost. Every minute I spend with Jesus is a minute I'm not spending doing something else, right? You don't need to be a genius to figure that out. I'm either going to spend time with Jesus or spend time enjoying what I want to do. If I contribute money to the church or to charitable causes, that's money that I can't use to entertain myself, right? Again, I can't have it both ways. I can't serve God and serve money. Jesus said that. And it's very clear. There's a book written by a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a concentration camp prisoner. He ended up becoming a martyr because of his faith in the Lord. He was killed by the Nazis. He wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship. I love that message. Discipleship has a cost. We don't want to go through life just being fair weather Christians. We can do it. But there's really no benefit to that. We fool ourselves when we believe that. We're not going to get any peace that way either. And that's what Jesus is doing. He's calling us all out. And honestly, let's be real here. This message is directed to each one of us. We're all at different stages on our journey. You've heard me say that many times. But each one of us can let go of something today. Ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to let you know what it is that's holding you back. Could it be humility? Are you struggling with pride? Is there some pride in your life that's holding you back from following Jesus? Is it your money? Are you stockpiling so much money that money is becoming your God? Is it your reputation? You want people to think highly of you, and therefore, you don't want to speak out. You don't want to let people know that you love Jesus. You don't want to offer to pray for somebody because they might think you're a weirdo, right? There's these things that we hold on to. But Jesus is saying, if you really want to follow me, there's a cost. And you got to think about that. And he talks about building the tower, thinking about laying the foundation, constructing a tower, and recognizing that before I do this, there's going to be a cost associated with this. You can't have it your way and have it the Lord's way. If you really are going to say that Jesus is Lord, that he is the Lord of your life, then you got to surrender to him. And you literally have to give your life over to him. As he said, you have to renounce your possessions. That doesn't mean you give them all away, but you renounced him. You acknowledge that anything you have is a gift from God. He comes first. Now, most of the time in your family, your relationship will work in such a way that you don't have to break from, and I got to be really careful how I say this, but that you don't have to go against your spouse or your children or your other relatives in order to follow the Lord. But there are times when that does happen, and you have to say, no, the Lord has to come first. Nobody's going to tell me, I don't care how much my husband or my wife loves me, there is no way that they should be able to tell me, oh, we'll skip Mass this week. Let's go away, just the two of us together. Jesus will understand. That's not what he's saying here. He has to come first. And when those occasions arise, you're going to crumble. As a friend of mine used to say, you're going to fold like a cheap suit, right? If you don't have the Holy Spirit working in you. And that's why we need the Spirit to strengthen us, to empower us to get past these tough situations where we want to be quiet, when we don't want to talk about Jesus, when we don't want to go the extra mile. But this is what he's telling us right here. There's a cost to following him. But here's the good news. Those very things that we try to hold on to, those things, those idols, you know, we don't think we have idols. We have idols. Anything that's more important in our life than God at any particular moment is an idol. Those things we cling to, the money, the possessions, the prestige, the television, the internet, whatever the enjoyment is, the alcohol, those are the things that are actually causing us to be stressed out and to not experience peace. The secret to peace in life, trust me on this one, is Jesus. And in order to follow Jesus and become his disciple, what do you have to do? You have to leave the past behind. Not necessarily in a literal sense, but in a figurative sense, in a spiritual sense. You got to break with the past and make the decision to follow and obey Jesus. That's what it takes to become a disciple, and that's what it takes to give you peace. I know it sounds crazy, it's paradoxical, but that's the message of the Lord. If you're looking for peace, you're not going to find it in the world. You're going to find it in me. So let's pray that we can do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. So that's what Jesus is saying there. Now let's back up and go to the first reading, which is chosen to give a little backup, a little insight to the gospel. It comes from Wisdom today, chapter 9, beginning in verse 13. Who can know God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who ever knew your counsel except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. You and me, we are not going to make it through this life trying to figure out what will bring us joy and peace and know what to do to please God. We are never going to figure all this stuff out on our own. That's why Jesus speaks to us, as he did through this gospel that we just read. And he also gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit guides us and gives us the wisdom that we need so that we can discern this thing, this attachment. This is keeping me away from the Lord. It's also making me miserable. It is not bringing me happiness, even though I'm clinging to it. The Holy Spirit can help us to figure this out. And in this first reading, we're reminded that the corruptible body, that's our body, that's our earthly body, our flesh, burdens the soul. And the earthen shelter weighs down the mind. That's why we got to make this break. Again, we're not called, if we're married and have a family, we're not called to leave our family in a literal sense, but we need to make this mental break and say, I've got to follow Jesus. I've got to make time for Jesus. I've got to pray, and I've got to make time. I've got to get up early. I've got to take a walk so I can pray. I can have to spend some time in adoration. I have to get to daily Mass if I can. I need to go to confession. I need to focus on Jesus and follow him every day in order for me to get to heaven, which is my goal in life, and to experience the peace that I'm looking for. That's what I need to do. The Holy Spirit makes that possible. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 146, praise the Lord, my soul. the God. Oh no, actually, that's the wrong one. I apologize. It's Psalm 90. This psalm reminds us time on earth is short. Today is the day to get busy and keep our eye on eternity. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn man back to dust, saying, "Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of our Lord, of the Lord our God, be ours. Prosper the work of our hands. For us, prosper the work of our hands." Did you catch that? Fill us at daybreak with your kindness. Kindness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Fill us with your kindness that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. That's why I was praying for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the start of the show. Ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to you each morning and each time you go into a difficult situation. And whenever throughout the day you remember, "Lord, Father, send me your Holy Spirit." Jesus said, if we ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, we will receive that Holy Spirit, that fresh outpouring, that rejuvenation that we need so we can go out and make these difficult decisions to be the disciple of the Lord. Wow, this is good stuff. The reminder in this responsorial psalm, Psalm 90, it's a good one. You don't have forever to get this done. Your time on earth is limited. Eternity is long. Eternity lasts forever. But this time you have on earth, this is the proving ground for you. This is where the rubber hits the road, where you are called to follow Jesus. We've got only limited time to do this. You know how fast time goes. This summer flew by. That's the way it is with time. This psalm reminds us, get busy right now. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. It's not a depressing message. It's an exciting message. Now is the time for us to get busy and begin to work for the Lord. We are just about out of time on the program. I know I get carried away. We have a limited amount of time. There you go. That's an example for you. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. It's a very short letter. It's only one chapter. It's all about Onesimus, who is a runaway slave who ran away from his owner. St. Paul is encouraging Philemon, the former owner of the slave, to accept this former slave now that he has found Jesus, accept him as a brother. I'm not going to have time to do the whole reading. Understand that slavery was acceptable in the Roman Empire at the time. Nobody's condoning slavery here, but that's a way of life. But it's a reminder that we should love everyone, with the love that God loves us, with the same love with which God loves us. That's the reminder there. But this is about discipleship today. And again, I really thank you for joining me. Sorry we ran out of time, but I think you got the message. Get busy. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Discipleship has a cost. The Lord has to come first. I want to thank you for listening. If you can send a donation to help me sustain my full-time ministry, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Let me know if there's anything you need. And as I always tell you, until we meet again, I want to remind you, wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong, be courageous, don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Until next time, this is Gary Zimak saying so long and thank you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.